When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two starts now. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday in which, if you missed it, your Houston Texans, I say your, but not yours, Barry. Your Houston Texans have traded arguably their best player in DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals for overpaid and injured running back David Johnson. There's also a second round pick that they got, and then they flip-flopped, I think, fourth round. It doesn't matter.
What's up for an answer?
Yeah, you didn't get a first back. You didn't get anything near what you should have gotten back, and you traded your best player for basically a dinged up, overpaid running back.
Yeah, and somebody even had the point. I think it's been made several times now. But then, if you're the two guys that you're looking at having to re-sign, and Tunsil and Deshaun Watson, they're going, why would I want to be at this franchise? It's kind of a joke now. I mean, you got an aging, declining J.J. Watt. You've got no Jadeveon Clowney on the other side. You've got no DeAndre Hopkins. You let the Honey Badger go, and he flourished in KC and won a Super Bowl. Like every move that, but then they do stuff like overpay for Whitney Mercilus. Now I would say that the Roby deal kind of didn't get enough run, but it was a decent value for Roby when they re-signed him. But you know, all these other moves are just garbage. They're just trash.
We know Mad Max knows basketball. Don't know how much he knows about football, but Vernon Maxwell's even out there going, y'all know I love you, Houston, and I love Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt, but I think those two guys are great for the city, but I wouldn't be upset one bit if they requested a trade, even to the Roughnecks. I mean, this is a joke, people.
It really is, and somebody texted us and said, boy, Kareem Jackson is having fun on Twitter, so I looked at his Twitter account. And his first tweet since retweeting on March 9th was, how you feeling today, Houston? And he said, his next tweet was, wow, the Texans have lost their minds.
How do we feel, yep. And do we know whether or not that, I mean, I guess from looking at Hopkins' agent, it sounded like he wasn't aware, but do you think this was run past Deshaun Watson before the move was made?
Someone had video of it.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't think that you conferred with him. I really want to know if Cal was confirmed in this deal. If he approved this deal, it's one thing if Bill O'Brien's just running roughshod and Cal said, look, go do your thing, you're running football operations. But you would think a trade of this magnitude, the owner would have to sign off. Right? Because Mark Cuban in the NBA,
you think so.
Or Daniel Snyder in the NFL, or Jerry Jones, who's also the GM, obviously. But you would think an owner has to sign off on a move of this magnitude. It affects the fans. It affects merchandise sales. It affects the overall reputation of the team. You got to believe he knew about this.
Yeah. You don't make a move with one of your three stars without the owner knowing. And if you did, shame on the owner and shame on you.
That's what I'm saying. Now, I just want to know, how many people am I blaming? Am I blaming just Bill, or is Cal a part of this deal too?
Now, Jeremy on the stream, a.k.a. PayPal Pete, has pointed us to a tweet from J.J. Watt that was sent out at 1:54, so 10 minutes ago. And it says, this tweet was ahead of its time, and it was a tweet from March 11th that says, these are truly wild times. Touche, JJ.
Yeah.
You were definitely onto something there. It's bad. This is really bad for the city. It's really bad for this team. I don't understand the logic behind it. I don't understand the rationale behind it. This is what you're stuck with, though, Texans fans.
Yeah.
This is your team.
And I keep saying, the damage is done. Even if you get rid of them now, the damage is done.
People keep asking, is there room on the Chiefs bandwagon? No, we're full, bro. We're full. I was the last. I barely got my spot. It's like hopping the train to get to the rodeo. Like, there was no room.
You went
room.
Through that emergency door in the back.
Yeah, I've snuck on. There's no room left. Y'all go find somebody else. Go root for the Cardinals. Go, you know, now that D-Hop is a Cardinal, go be a Cardinals fan. You got a young team. You got Kyler Murray. You got Kenyon Drake. You got
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Christian Kirk. You got D-Hop. You got a young quarterback. Go be a Cardinals fan. Don't spend money on this team. I'm telling you right now, do not spend money on this Texans as long as Bill O'Brien is there.
It's just
don't watch the games.
Everyone
don't buy the merch,
you see too. It's just a laughing stock. Everyone is just laughing like crazy. And again, ESPN, which was hurting for content, they can't get enough of this. They are wall to wall Texans trading D-Hop. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
Somebody tagged us, can anyone make sense of the trade? And then some dude replied with, well, all I can think is you sign Amari, trade for Diggs, trade for OBJ or Landry, or sign AB. And AJ even said, yeah. That's the whole point of this. When we were talking about, well, what if they flip Stills or they sign AB? You still have to look at it. Were you better with DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson and whoever you put at running back? Or are you better without DeAndre Hopkins? Remember, this is a guy that they relied upon to get a first down in the red
zone. Every time they get a first down.
On third down. Like, this was your go-to guy no matter what. When you needed to move the ball,
yep,
you had to go to DeAndre Hopkins. There was no other option. There was no other choices. Either Deshaun Watson was going to run it, or he was going to find DeAndre Hopkins. That's not. Now you've got three guys that are considered burners, and Kenny Stills and Will Fuller and QT. You have no possession receivers on this team, unless you're going to say your tight ends are.
They're more viewed as insurance policies more than anything else. I mean, they're good assets. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying.
They're also better assets, Nick, if D-Hop is double teamed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point.
That's another factor.
Yep.
So because he's not going to be double teamed anymore, those guys aren't going to be as good. Or they're going to have to be better.
Oh, now he gets to go and play Jalen Ramsey twice a year, right? Playing for the Cardinals. Now he gets to face off against his old boy.
Yeah. Well, it could be a lot. No, it couldn't. It's really bad. And again, the domino means be aware of what happens with Deshaun Watson now, because he can't be happy.
He can't.
I mean, that was
I don't see
his
how
Clemson
you are.
Guy, his HEB guy. By the way, let's not look at the reputation of those commercials. Scott McClellan's got to be hiding today at HEB.
Yeah, now how are they going? What is it, the sushi shotgun?
Yeah.
There goes that play. Got to take that out of the playbook.
Can't run the Astros commercials because of all that. After they did those, then the cheating scandal came out. And it used to be just injuries. Now it's just overall bad news.
Somebody said, when is it okay to say to hell with the Texans? 3-4 months ago.
Yeah, after the Chiefs game.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
that's
you
when,
guys.
That's when you jumped, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys. You know, I got criticized for it. People were telling me how. And you should see my timeline of people that are just like, I really thought it was dumb when you did that. And now I get it. What is it going to take?
I just thought the team you chose was dumb. I didn't think it was dumb to do what you did.
What is it going to take for the fans to just basically revolt against this team? Like, what is it? What is
it going
to take? If it
wasn't the Chiefs game and it isn't this, then you're just delusional.
You're dumb. If this is your team, if you're riding or dying with the Texans, you're dumb.
All right, our guy, Coach Doc. Let's get him in here before the break. He's been waiting a long time. Coach, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
When I got a phone call, and I couldn't believe that this had happened. I thought they were joking and lying to me. Now, bear with me here. This is just, we're going to become the Knicks of football.
Damn.
And what I mean by that is this. You got an owner who inherited his wealth and with the Knicks, same thing. And since that guy inherited his wealth with the Knicks, the team, he has ran the team into the ground, the organization, I should say, into the ground. And I think that is going on with Kyle McNair. How do you trade your best receiver in his prime who is going if I'm Deshaun Watson, I don't sign for nothing less than $45 million because I'm going to have to become a hero every play because I'm going to have to keep saving O'Brien from, you know, in order to win, I got to keep saving O'Brien. We're going to always you know, win enough to make it in the playoffs because of Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, you know, the glue players. But we will never win anything other than a playoff victory. Don't get me wrong. I like, because I'm a coach, I want to at least be competitive. This is not being competitive. This is something else, everybody. And if you don't keep your money in your pocket like I am, I tell my children, you know, keep your money in your pocket. Do not go out there and spend any money, no merchandise, don't buy no tickets, don't do anything like that. Save your money. Guys, I am so upset today. One of your best players, one of your staple players, a person who should retire as a Texan, is not going to retire as a Texan. And this is in his prime. This is not so. You already wasted a lot of years, prime years with J.J. Watt, and you were wasting a few years with Deshaun Watson. You wasted some with Andre Johnson. This is real, guys. And I'm sorry. I hang up and listen to you guys. I love y'all. Hey, man, keep doing the good work.
Appreciate it, Doc. Appreciate the call. I mean, here's the other thing. We talked about it. You mentioned it with the third downs and whenever you needed a first down. Mm-hmm. But we talked about from a standpoint of months and months ago before the Tunsil deal about how you had to keep your quarterback protected. You had to get offensive line help and do things so that you can keep him upright because his health is paramount to your success. Well, one of the other things that was paramount to his success was his security blanket, his bailout, his way to make things happen when he couldn't do it on his own with his feet was always number 10. You take that away from him and you take away one of the ways where he can get the ball out quickly, where he can make things happen when there's nothing there. And now you're saying, now you're putting him even more in harm's way because now, in order to get things done, he's going to have to try and do more. Because you know how frustrated he was when he threw it to Kuti and Kuti couldn't hang on to it when he was on the field. Mm-hmm. When you would throw it, when we were questioning Will Fuller's hands and he couldn't hang on to it. Kenny Stills was a good, like Lance said, a two or a three, whatever you want to say. He was a good addition, like a complimentary piece. But all of this was based on the fact that the double teams were coming to number 10. D-Hop was the guy that was saving your bacon. And now he's gone for a song.
I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it, to be honest with you.
And the contract was conducive. 15 in
and nothing is, you know, I don't have any, I guess I have nothing else to add.
And his contract was conducive.
He was the 17th highest paid wide receiver in the NFL.
Jeez,
just
man.
Doesn't make sense.
At all.
Let's get, who is that?
Arthur.
Let's get Arthur in.
All right, real quick. Arthur, what's up?
Hello.
Arthur, go ahead.
Quick comment was O'Brien tested for the coronavirus. It was. He's trying to corrupt Houston before he goes. And Arizona Cardinals 2020 world champs. Just like everybody else that leaves Houston.
Appreciate you, Arthur.
Thanks, Arthur. Yeah, I think that's the consensus. I didn't expect us to have a whole line of calls defending the move.
Yeah, there's a picture going around that has a picture of Bill O'Brien at the podium, and it just says if coronavirus was a GM.
Yep, saw it.
Yeah.
It's about how it plays out at this point if you're a Texans fan. Again, if you are a Texans fan and you can justify this for us, we would love to have your call. Mm. But in terms of what's going on today in the city, it's gone from bad to worse in a big way if you're a Texans fan. Before we get to the break, though, I do want to tell you about a good way to make things better, and that is Fitz Roofing. If you have a leaky roof and you're looking to try and repair it or fix it, or you're looking to put a new roof on your house, there's only one place to go. It's Fitz Roofing. It's FITZRoofing.com. Or better yet, call them. 832-521-3001. Set up a free no-obligation inspection today. They come to you, tell you what they can do, and go back on their way. You want them to come back, just reach back out. They're going to come back and do fantastic work before, during, and after the sale. They're going to be available, and they have great customer service, and they have the ratings to prove it. A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau. 5-star ratings on Facebook at Home Advisor. Why would you go anywhere else? They use the best product in business, CertainTeed Shingles, so much so that they're a single CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that status. You want it. You need it, you go to Fitz. Their base warranties, longer and better than your average roofer. They're the only place to call if you need anything done with roofing in Houston. Again, FITZRoofing.com or 832-521-3001 for that free no-obligation inspection. Fitz Roofing, making a difference, one home at a time.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're rolling through hour number two, 3 hour show, in disbelief on the day that the Texans have traded DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals for a bowl of soup.
Chiefs Nation, baby.
Just, I mean, here's the thing. We were talking about it in the break. If you're going to get anybody from Arizona, too, take Patrick Peterson. Because at least he's got some game left in him. He doesn't have a history of being dinged up and hurt. And he plays a position that you could sorely use an upgrade.
Yep.
Even after signing Roby. It's just shake your head bad, and that's never a good thing. It's that bad.
My Chiefs are doing great in this offseason, though. I don't even know what they're doing. I couldn't tell you a Chiefs move yet. I don't know, but I can't be this bad. That's all I'm saying. It's got to be way better.
Well, I mean, filling needs is what you normally do, not creating them.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're creating needs and you're creating it at arguably the position that we all said was one position they definitely didn't need to upgrade anymore, Stills brought so much to the table. He was plant and play, whether you played him at the outside to fill in for Fuller, played him in the slot to fill in for Kuti. He eventually was starting. He was making big plays and touchdowns. You're like, God, I mean, look at the entire receiving corps and go, yay, they're pretty damn good.
Two guys had more catches than DeAndre Hopkins last year. He tied with Keenan Allen for 104.
Someone in Kansas City.
Christian McCaffrey and Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas.
So one running back on the list. So really, one wide receiver had more catches than DeAndre Hopkins.
And he led the league. And he broke the record.
Yeah.
He broke Marvin Harrison's record.
Yeah.
So at least you did the right
thing. Sweet.
I mean, seriously.
Get rid of that guy.
And now you know what he's going to do, too? No more press conferences.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You think they're talking about this.
The Texans' Twitter doesn't even have a mention about it. They're embarrassed. Their Twitter guy's like, no.
I'm not tweeting
You're not
nothing.
Getting me to do that, pal. Let Bill get down here and tweet that stupid-ass move.
You know what's funny is I think their social media guy quit because I saw
He got sick of Bill's crap,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I think – and he quit just in time because now they can blame it on the fact that, well, we don't have a guy right now.
Yeah, we're not going to tweet about it. We don't have a – that's not my job.
But the guy was like, he did his farewell, I'm out of here tweets where he showed pictures of himself taking pictures at all these different – stadiums with the Texans going, boy, I'll always remember my time and thanks for the memories.
Here's the thing. If people keep tweeting about this and texting it because somebody just texted, I wonder how hard David Johnson practices. And it's almost like Bill O'Brien is more concerned about winning practices than he is winning games.
And you want to take it a step further?
Because he got rid of Clowney because he doesn't practice. He doesn't like the fact that Stills doesn't practice or Fuller's always hurt or Diop doesn't like to practice. Bro, I don't care if you win practice, Bill O'Brien. Go win games. Go win playoff games.
Well, and it's taking just, a step further, I don't think Cal McNair's worried about anything but making money. That's painfully obvious. And like you said, and from a Bill O'Brien perspective, I mean, when you look at all this, and I go back to what happened here, we're all prepping for the show. Fred comes in and says, the Texans just traded for David Johnson. I had just had an article open when AJ came in to talk to us and shoot the stuff with us. Just talk about what's going on. I was just starting an article in which there was a rumor that the Texans were checking the interest level of the Cardinals in acquiring Johnson. But never in a million years did we think that that was going to include trading DeAndre Hopkins. So when he just said that and walked away, we were like, geez, I mean, the guy's been injured. He's making money hand over fist. We looked it up. We're like, it's all guaranteed. You know, this is just a horrible deal just to take a chance on him. You would have been better off signing Hyde. Not knowing the fact that the other shoe was going to drop about 3 minutes later when someone came down the hall and goes, do you realize DeAndre Hopkins is in that deal? We were like, what? You've got to be kidding me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. While you were out, he was in.
He was. I guarantee you he's taking a shot at the Blitz. It's pretty funny.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm open for it. He's not taking a shot at us. He's taking a shot at the Blitz.
He wants to talk Texans.
He does want to talk the Texans.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
White Magic, you're on line one. Come on in.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I know that everybody's making all these trades right now, so Can we trade Clarence back to wherever the hell he came from? I mean, seriously, I'm going to hang up on this.
Well, he is a Saints fan. I warned you, Nick, last week, late in the week, I said the only guy he hasn't gone at that he used to go at was Clarence. There it is.
Well, yeah. he took a check because the last three calls that we had while Barry was out.
Palillo.
Oh, that's right. It was one Palillo, two blitz shots.
Two blitz and a Palillo.
Yeah.
People were taking shots at other shows while I was out?
It was just White Magic.
Oh,
it was solely White Magic.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Then there was also this death pool.
Oh, that's Pete Crate did that.
Pete Crate what started happened? A death pool.
Oh?
I think I... Who did I survive against?
I don't know. John Granato is more likely to get it than me. So he... It was the coronavirus death pool.
Okay. Where I had to have done pretty well in this, right?
You were up against... I'm trying to remember who you were up against. We have to look that up.
Yeah, we got to look that up because I don't remember exactly.
It doesn't matter who I was up against.
You're destroying them?
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, you know what? Laminack being gone during all this coronavirus stuff, he probably got into like three fights.
He's the most germophobic guy out there.
That's my point.
I'm the cleanest guy at this station.
Okay. Well, we're not going to go
that
far.
Not your mouth.
We're going to call you a germophobe.
Let's be honest.
I do have a potty mouth.
Yeah, not your mouth.
But these hands, they're clean.
I could see Barry getting mad at someone touching his like sealed and wrapped straw or something like that.
Or his lettuce.
I was like, people were trying to shake my hands and fist bump after shows. I was like, elbow at best. People want to take pictures. I was like, no. They were like, what? I was like,
Not even the pictures?
No.
You denied the pictures?
Nope.
Really?
Big time.
Big time. No, I'm trying to live. I'm not trying to. I did think of this on the way down there because I was speeding. Yeah. And I thought, if I get pulled over, I'm just going to tell the cop, hey, man, you might not want to get too close. I have coronavirus.
Oh, totally.
Here's my license and registration.
Totally.
And then give it to him. He'd be like, no, you're good. Go ahead.
I would have tested positive.
I'm not touching. I was going to tell him. Yeah, but I didn't get pulled over, fortunately. We stopped in New Mexico because on the way back, we stopped to get food because my sister-in-law was like, there's just no food at any of the stores.
So that's why you did it.
Yeah, because there was no food. And I wasn't going shopping to stock up on toilet paper and none of that. We just needed food at the house. But she was like, you guys better stop and get groceries there because these idiots are buying out everything.
Sure.
Here. So I was like, well, okay. So we're in line. And I will say this about the run on the stores is we bought more than we needed. And the reason is you kind of feel like you have to. It's like once people start to panic and buy up the toilet paper, then you're like, well, if I don't get any, there's not going to be any.
So that's now exactly
you have
what
to,
I did.
Now you have to participate in this idiocy, even though you're not, you know, you don't subscribe to the panic and the fear. But you're like, well, if I don't get any food, I'm not going to have any food.
Yeah.
So you almost get caught up in it just as a victim of circumstance.
I have to give it up to HEB. I feel like they did, at least the one by my house, I feel like they did a really, really good job of maximizing how many items that you can buy because the pasta was going crazy. The bread was flying off the shelves. I bought a case of water. I'm not going to name the brand. It was the last of its left. That was because the case of water was $25. It was like these massive.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. It was 25. Like I had $40 of groceries, but my bill was $65 because of this case of water. And the worst thing about it is, I'm like you, dude. Like if you know anything about me, man, I will literally wait till there's only one toilet roll in the entire house before I go buy.
Yeah,
I had like three left. I was like, you know what? What if there's no toilet paper?
Yeah.
So I'm that guy being mean mugged because I got that, you know, like 137 count of toilet paper. I don't care. Mean mug me. I don't have any toilet paper. You do.
Yeah, it's the rest of the idiots that kind of force you to have to do it.
They do. They do. And here's the other thing is that they, you know, and I'm with you on giving HEB credit because then it's like, okay, well, you hear the mayor and everybody say, hey, relax. And the president and everybody else says, don't worry. I've talked to all the head of the grocery stores. They're going to stay stocked. Don't overdo it. Don't do this. You don't need to do this. Then I find out we're out of strawberries and we're out of something. So it's not toilet paper. So I figure, oh, well, you know, it's just fruit. I mean, I can go to the store real quick, get some fruit. Kroger's got Zippo. They're picked over on everything. I go to HEB, stocked up, got everything I need.
I thought I saw somewhere you're supposed to be, like, they're encouraging you to stock up just for 2 weeks.
2 weeks is
that's
the
what
max,
I did. That's what I did. Oh, that's what I did. 2 weeks worth of food.
We didn't even stock up. Now, the lady in front of us when we were checking out, because we just stopped at a Walmart in New Mexico, some little ass town in the middle of nowhere. And the lady in front of us bought like 9 bottles of rubbing alcohol, not hand sanitizer, which
I want soap. I don't want sanitizer.
Well, here's this is what doesn't make sense to me is everyone is out there buying all this hand sanitizer for the house. You're at home. Yeah. Just wash your ass and your hands with soap. You don't need hand sanitizer or rubbing alcohol at the house. You use that when you're out in public. You use that when you're at work. You don't need this stuff for the house. Why are you people buying this? You guys are idiots. If you stocked up on hand sanitizer for the house, you're a dumbass. Just next time, just send me money. And I'll put it to better use.
They're so concerned about it, too. Like, when I saw someone ask about it at the HEB, like, people, like, the employees, they weren't rude, but you can tell they were sick of being asked.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt. Because then if it's out, they want to know when it's coming back.
And I mean, they can't tell you that.
You dirty asses need to stock up on soap at the house. Okay?
I got, like, two big things of soft soap. I'm like, I'm good.
That's it. That's all you need is soap. You don't need hand sanitizer at the house.
When you talk about, like, the debate last night between Sanders and Biden, they asked him, well, what, you guys are the most vulnerable. What are you guys doing? You're both over 70.
Yeah.
And they're both like, hey, you know, like you said, we're avoiding the pictures and the hands. We're not doing handshakes. We're not doing the town halls. And with hot water, we're washing our hands over and over throughout the day. That's the way you're supposed to combat this for now.
That's it. And then Biden coughs into his hand. Like, literally does that. And it's like, all right, dumbass. What, you're trying to set a good example. You can't cough into your hand.
They kind of called out Trump, and he kind of admitted, like, it's a force of habit.
Shaking hands with people.
Yeah,
after he said not to do that, he shook hands with everybody behind him at the podium.
Yep.
All right, that's the first half of the show is already behind us. We got the second half to go. Don't go anywhere. It's coming up next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about a great spot. They're open right now. And if you need help, whether it be that you just feel like you don't have any energy, you feel like you're lethargic, you need to work out, and you just don't have that kind of get up and go you used to have, or you need some help in the bedroom, there's only one place to go. It's Apollo Men's Health. They are fantastic people. They are here to help you, and they really, truly care about you at Apollo Men's Health. In addition to the traditional methods of injections that you can get for a testosterone therapy, they also offer a cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy that reduces the amount of times that you have to stop in for weekly visits, but maintains your overall wellness in a more convenient way. They really, truly care about you because they're going to take care of you every step of the way. They're going to talk to you like a friend or a family member. They're going to let you vent with whatever's going on in your life and maybe affecting everything that you're going through, and then they're going to get the best plan for you. They offer body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy, all to increase your overall quality of life. Remember, guys, your health is your wealth, so invest in yourself. Call 832-664-9966, or you can go to their website, apollomh.com, to book your first appointment. Most major insurance accepted, discounts for military personnel and first responders. Check them out, Apollo Men's Health.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the second half of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday, a day that will live in infamy if you're a Houston Texans fan, as the day Bill O'Brien traded away DeAndre Hopkins.
It's D-Day. Dumbass day.
Good call.
Yeah.
Very good call.
That's what it is.
Well done, sir. By the way, other news of the day, in case you were wondering, just as it relates to sports and leagues and things like that, and I saw you tweeting when you were out, and it truly is the case. We live for this kind of stuff. You think everybody thought we were so, they're all so worried about us. What are we going to do about sports? What are we going to talk about? Well, you don't listen to the show on a regular basis because we can mix it up with the best of them. And we weren't worried about that. But in case you were wondering, it looks like now the target for restarting leagues, NBA saying best case scenario, middle of June to end of June for basketball. For baseball, middle of May. The earliest.
Okay.
So those are out there and dangling in the wind. And then, of course, the NFL, which was going to get hammered today because of the fact that they weren't going to take any kind of hiatus or delay anything to start the new year. They were going to let the legal free agency negotiation period start today at 11 a.m. They were going to let everything with the new year start and then Wednesday free agency to begin fully. And lo and behold, DeAndre Hopkins and Bill O'Brien saved their bacon at ESPN because now the fact that they didn't do anything, they weren't, and they're not going to get killed because now they have what everyone is talking about. That is this massive trade in which the Texans traded away one of their, if not their best player, one of their best players.
Yeah, these are the, somebody when you brought up, you know, things to talk about. I was like, look, we already don't talk sports half the time it's like on this whole station.
Like we were the least worried, honestly.
Right.
Yeah, so like I felt bad for the stations because they're very sports heavy and we never had to rely on sports to have fun and make a radio show. So for us, this is just business as usual.
Yeah, that's like, what I said when you were gone. I was like, did you guys forget that Barry Laminack is on the show? We do not have a problem about talking non-sports.
Y'all know I'd rather not talk sports. Yeah. I get yelled at by AJ and Joel and you even. You're like, okay, let's do some sports now. And I'm like, damn it, no. For example, I don't want to talk sports right now. I had car trouble.
No.
Coming the back Honda? From New Mexico.
White Lightning had trouble?
I was a little nervous, but I got to give credit where credit is due. So this is what happened. It was crazy. And I don't know. I'm not a mechanic, so I have no idea, but we're driving along. We're in Wichita Falls, just outside of Fort Worth, because we're going to stay with my my aunt-in-law, I guess. I don't know. Step-aunt? It's my stepmom's sister. We were going to stay there at her house in Fort Worth. So we're in Wichita Falls, about 140 miles away from our destination. I'm driving along to about 80, and on cruise control, I can't speed with Nora in the car. I'll never hear the end. No,
that's going to frustrate you.
Yeah, it does. And so my check engine light starts blinking, and then my car just starts slowing down.
Oh.
And I can't give it gas. As I give it gas, nothing happens.
That sounds exactly like Joel's problem.
I was going to say, I love giving you gas.
Yeah, you do. And I was like, I don't know what's going on right now, but we're just slowly. So I just luckily we were near an exit. I coasted off the exit into a parking lot. And again, the check engine light is flashing. I can't give it gas. And when I do, nothing really happens. Get into the parking lot. I put it in park. The check engine light's still flashing. I kind of rev the gas. Nothing happens. I put it in drive. Nothing. I just turn the car off. We just sit there for a second. I'm like, oh, my God. This is – we're, like, far from everything. I don't know what we're going to do. And we just sit there for my turn it back on. No check engine light. I'm like, well, let's try it.
Yeah.
Let's just see how – but it's – you know, it's – 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock at night. And if I get stuck somewhere between Wichita Falls and Fort Worth, there's nothing out there. It's just, I was like, well, we're going to try it. And ever since then, it's not happened again. The light, I don't know what it was.
Wow.
I was like, I thought maybe bad gas, maybe, but I thought it would happen the entire tank.
Well, and I had heard, and I don't, it's like with your tire gauge too. I think flashing is better than solid.
Is it? I don't know.
But I had heard before about your one saving grace can be if you turn it off and then turn it back on after a certain amount of time. But I don't know if that is the same for check engine light.
Well, I know when the check engine light comes on and stays on, sometimes, especially if you just got gas, it could be that you just need to retighten your gas lid, your gas tank cover.
That's happened, yeah. It can set off your engine light.
Yeah, and so you just undo it, redo it, you're good to go. Unfortunately, on our car, on this one, you don't have the lid, the cap, the gas cap is built into the door. So when you shut the door, that's how you put the cap on. So there's really no retightening of it. So I don't know what the hell happened, but I was really nervous that I was like, well, at least I have my gun. Because we're out in the middle of nowhere. If I hear a banjo out here in the middle of Texas. Bro,
that's where you were makes it worse because you literally are driving hours in the middle of nowhere.
Nothing at all. So, yeah, I was a little nervous about that.
I would be too.
But everything's good. I don't know. We're going to ride it until the wheels come off, I guess. I don't know. And y'all can stop texting the GM, the Bill O'Brien. If a GM was, you know, if coronavirus is a GM, we've seen it a million times. No need to text that anymore.
Right.
Here's how coronavirus is affecting me.
Okay.
I don't know if it's affecting you guys, but I was I went to you know I eat Chick-fil-A a lot.
Yes, you do.
And thankfully, the Chick-fil-A that I go to most often, 610 and Shepherd, you can still go in and get your food. They don't allow you to eat there now. You can't sit and eat. You can get it to go, You can order on the app or drive through.
Becoming a trend with a lot of places.
The one by my house, drive through only. I'm not waiting. Chick-fil-A drive through is already bad. And now that's the only option? I was like, man, thank goodness for 610 and Shepherd Chick-fil-A.
So it's interesting.
I ordered on the app, walked right in, walked right out. Everybody else was like, how did you do that?
I think after you left last week, but I mentioned that the news story out there nationally was Starbucks was considering drive through and app only orders, closing down their in-store sitting areas where people like to basically loiter for hours at a time with their laptops. And if you didn't have a drive through, that they were going to temporarily close a lot of those locations.
Oh, boy.
I brought it up to my location, and they like, yeah, you know what? That's the news, sensationalizing some stuff. They didn't ask anybody, and they didn't know. They didn't go in depth because basically the people at the top were basically saying, if it gets worse, this is what we're going to have to do. I walked in today, signs all over with the chairs up on the table going, we're going to have limited seating inside until Wednesday. And between Wednesday and Friday, it will only be drive-through orders as the entire inside will be locked.
Wow.
It is getting to be real if you didn't think it was before, people.
It's going to be interesting to see, one, how people react. But there's a lot of industries that I'm worried about.
Oh, yeah.
One,
oh, yeah.
I mean.
Already closing down.
Yeah.
Small businesses, at least.
Restaurants. Comedy clubs. Mm-hmm. I mean, all my buddies are having gigs getting canceled.
Bars.
I haven't had a gig canceled yet, but it's coming. I know it's going to happen. So you just, I know there's comics that's how they earn their living. They don't have a day job. Like, I have radio as my day job, but there's guys that this is all they do. There's I don't know about the Houston Improv and the Secret Group and all these bars and restaurants, especially the mom and pops. Did you see where Mark Cuban? He said, basically, anybody that works for him at any of his companies, if they have lunch or get coffee or tea at a mom and pop shop, not a chain, he will reimburse them for as long That's as awesome. This goes on.
See, Mark Cuban is the man.
He really is the man.
I hate he's the Mavericks owner.
Me too. Because then he came out and he was basically said he would float the salary for everyone that worked at his arena, mm-hmm. I think it was,
yep.
for a month, which is, or for I don't know however long. Zion Williamson did the same thing,
which was amazing. No, we were talking last week, and we went down the list of all these different Hawks organization.
What's his name and Cleveland?
Rudy Gobert definitely did it.
Kevin Love. Donated $100,000. Yep. Giannis donated $100,000.
That's so outstanding.
A lot of people stepping up, and it's a big deal. So it is something that, you know, everybody's paying attention to. It again, the organizations themselves should be doing this. Now, Jason Braddock came out there and said, the Rockets are doing this. And I said, where? I need the details. And then he said, oh, well, Mark Berman just said that he interviewed Tad Brown. And Tad Brown said, believe me, we always take care of our employees. We're doing this. And when pressed about the details, he said, we're still working them out. So I'm sure that eventually they will. But again, don't do this just for the publicity, people. Do it because you mean it and you're doing it because the money is rolling in. And people constantly between the players and the organizations are stepping up. All the LA teams got together. The Kings, the Clippers, the Lakers. They're taking care of all the arena employees.
That's great.
In LA. So it's great to see that for so many people that are going to be affected. And you're right. The other thing is the small businesses.
Yep.
Because New York closed all bars and restaurants unless it's takeout or online ordering to go. And people started going to New Jersey and Connecticut so much so that they had to do a tri-state thing where Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York all no more bars and restaurants.
Yeah, unless it's so easy takeout. To travel there. Yeah. It's worth the drive if you're a drunk. You know what I mean?
And that's the other thing that they're highlighting, going, these kids who think that they're just absolutely immune to all this, all weekend we're out partying and drinking at the bars in New York and all over in the big cities, not thinking that this is something where whether it may not affect them with their immune system, they may be carrying it to maybe an elderly person and they don't even know.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm really worried about you, Joel.
Thanks.
That was going to be my joke in the third hour.
Was it?
Dang it.
My bad. I didn't even take that. But yeah, it's
Bernardo
old people,
had a better chance to die than me. He moved on. I'm done with the.
Was that who I was facing?
No, you were facing Ken Hoffman.
Well, the second and the semifinal, you faced Granado. I don't know who you faced first.
Yeah, so you survived.
So my...
They thought you had a better chance to die than Ken Hoffman.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was
the other
way.
That's how it works. No, that's how it works. Who's got a better chance to die first between the two of y'all? They said you over Ken Hoffman.
And who
now
did
you're
this?
Up against Granado.
And who did this?
Creighton Braddock.
Creighton's, yeah.
Patrick Creighton did a death pool. Did it include coronary artery disease? Did it include high cholesterol? Or was this just coronavirus? Because if he advanced past the first round, we all know this is a dumbass Deadpool.
We can look up the results.
Okay.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. We got to catch up on the break. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, wrapping up hour number two, the three-hour extravaganza on the day that Barry has so aptly put it, D-Day. D-Hop sent to the Arizona Cardinals for an injured, overpaid running back, and you end up getting a second-round pick. So Bill O'Brien strikes again as we continue to roll on. We got to give a shout-out here to our good friend Demetrius.
Yeah, dude. You know, Demetrius always takes care of us.
He is.
Big fan of the show.
D-Mata.
Great dude.
One of the original suspects, OG suspect. And he's sent us some cool stuff in the past. We were talking about money once, and he was talking about silver notes, and he sent us an example of a silver note to each of us, which was really cool. Well, with the coronavirus thing and all the shows that we've talked about that we haven't seen, he said to my buddies, Joel, Barry, and Nick, sent you guys some wipes. Y'all know I'm down for that. Some hand sanitizer.
Yep.
Some freeze-dried ice cream for Barry.
That doesn't sound good.
That man knows. Oh, I'm gonna try it.
Freeze dried ice cream.
Yeah, I bet it's good. I bet it's pretty good. And then you might
want to have Trey sample it first.
Some movies and cartoons for you guys to enjoy since there's no sports on TV. So he sent us all kinds of stuff.
The fact that he looks out for Taylor every time, puts a sticky note on it every and said, "Here's time. One for Taylor."
We've got Animal House.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah.
All over.
Gotta see.
I gotta watch that. Fast Times at Richmond High. Nick. That's also for Nick.
We were just talking about
that. The other guys.
I've seen that with Will Ferrell.
That's the one you were bringing up. Yeah.
I mentioned that. Outbreak, very appropriate.
Yeah.
Very, very, very appropriate. I think this is just different cartoons. Speed Racer. Loved. Oh, my God.
I was the biggest Speed Racer fan. Had to get home in time after school when I was a kid to watch Speed Racer.
And did you always get, like, not a chub, but did you feel, no. When you get excited when Racer X would show up, because you'd be like, yeah, he's a badass.
Yeah.
I want you to know, D-Mata, that before he touched anything, he took like a Clorox wipe and he wiped down
everything.
The hand sanitizer. He wiped down everything. He didn't even want to touch it. Just want you to know that, D-Mata. I didn't care. I just grabbed
complete
it.
Season one, Transformers season two. Like, dude, he loved the Whoopi Boys. I'm not sure why that's going to be. And then Caddyshack. So I can watch Caddyshack, Joel.
There's all these movies you guys are supposed to catch up with.
Isn't that
then
badass?
You can pass them on to Trey. And you can watch the other guys. You
the Whoopi Boys. Hold on.
Yeah. Nick's on Pornhub. What am I missing here?
I've never even.
So, you haven't seen the other guys, right?
Right.
So you're going to take that one and watch it. Yeah. Nick's going to take Animal House. I'm going to take Caddyshack.
There you go.
We've got cartoons. I don't know if this is legal or not, but because we missed UFC 248,
he got us a legal copy.
He found us a legal copy.
He taped it after he bought it.
Yeah, of the Jacek fight. So
I mean, he had to watch it first before running it to us.
You know, I mean, that's what. Yeah, that's
just dude, a loyal you, suspect. Always looking
so
out for
much.
Us.
Thank you so much, Demetrius.
Yeah, we
really
you.
Do appreciate the stuff. I'm gonna try the ice cream tonight. I'm gonna eat it.
My struggle is, and XO Holly called me out on this. My struggle is keeping my hands away from my face because that's like the number one thing not to do.
Well, Barry, you said something about that too on Twitter.
I realize I touch my face almost as much as I touch my penis. It's a weird dynamic. I didn't realize how much I touch both of them. But now I started being, conscious of where I touch myself.
It took a few days.
Yeah, penis one, face two. It's a weird thing. And I wish I didn't go in that order, but it's whatever.
I don't know that you ever want to go face to penis, but that's
the
order you may be after.
Everybody looks healthy, though.
You definitely want to touch your face first, not your penis.
Okay.
I know you've been doing
now,
that
Now, where
wrong.
Are you guys on this gym situation?
Also,
we were talking about
Starbucks
and everything.
Stop putting your fingers in your mouth after you touch.
That's not nice. What we were talking about this too, and literally, there's a level. Lisa feels guilty, and she said we
shouldn't go to the gym anymore.
She should. And she said that the gyms, it's surprising that the gyms aren't closed by now. I did notice in going to the gym this weekend that literally it was down to about a quarter of the people that are normally there.
Okay.
And that people were actually doing their due diligence. They were wiping down machines when they were done. I even like were using the hand wipes, doing the bench after using things like that. But it just to me, it seems like it has to be a matter of time until they get, you know, control of this thing. That the gyms have to be one of the most the places where you're most susceptible to getting something.
The gyms, I'll tell you, unfortunately, Nora and I were at two different casinos in New Mexico. That can't be healthy.
No. MGM, as of today.
We wore out the hand sanitizer, though. I mean, after I would play, I'd go play some blackjack or I'd go play craps, I would immediately go wash my hands before I moved on to the next thing. Play a slot machine, hand sanitizer.
MGM today came out and said they're shutting them all down.
Yeah.
They're shutting down the casinos.
That's a big deal. If casinos are going to shut down, you know it's serious.
Yep.
They practically print money.
Yeah.
They should be able to survive this more than anybody else. There's literally some restaurants that were supposed to have their launch this month or did have their launch, but the coronavirus just basically ruined their grand opening month. That, to me, hurts more than anything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that sucks.
Even movies are delaying release times and trying to be released in the fall now because I want to say it was either a next Bond movie or one of the big productions. It was supposed to come out like in the last 2 weeks. With all of this stuff spreading, they were like, nope, we'll wait till November.
What's wrong with you? What? All right, I'm out of here. He coughed. I'm out. Nope.
Wait a minute. After. No, no.
I'm not doing it. I'm not. You just coughed. I'm out.
Ugh. Well, you're in your own room.
Yeah. You know?
I'm just trying to get Barry to leave.
Bubble boy. You're like in your own little bubble.
Yeah, that was great. We were getting ready to do a video for Sports Map today, and Brandon hosts it. And Brandon's like, ready? 3, 2. And I'm looking, I'm going, you really think I'm going to stand here? And he goes, no, I got this. It'll be good. And he couldn't get. So he looks around the studio, and there's like an unopened bottle of like seltzer water, just plain.
Uh-huh.
Cracks it open and just starts chugging it. I was like, oh, that can't be good.
I will say this. Anytime somebody sneezes or coughs in public, they look at you like you're a pedophile. Like,
I said it last week.
Like you're just a pariah.
I was saying everybody they're treating this like an STD. They think it's like an STD.
You might as well have the HIV.
So I said it last week.
You one little cough and they're like, he's got AIDS.
Justin, his sources, was talking about the oak pollen. And he said,
yes,
it's really bad. And I said, dude, I'm with you. My allergies are so bad, but I'm worried about doing it. And I was like, but wait a minute. Because if you walk and do it in a public place, everybody's like, nope, you got it.
Yeah.
And they're going to look at you funny. And he goes, I'm going to have some fun with this. You can walk into the line of 300 people waiting outside the ATV and just go, that's you. And they'd be like, yes, clear you know what? Out. You go to the front of the line.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Two in the books, one to go. What's not gross? Final hour of the show. Comes up next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.